Start off with this, Coach, coming into the game. I thought this might be a game in the 30s, 40s, maybe 50s, but, I mean, both teams are in the 30s and 40s in the first half.
We knew this year we want to be up and down and we want to get going. And I knew it, we might score a few more points, but the score we got, you know, when we make 65 points, I'm like, we're going to win a lot of games this year. You know, I know it's the first game, but, you know, I'm proud of the girls, what they put out on the court. They fought so hard second half.
Yeah, you guys are down 14 early in the third quarter, got to within two, and I mean, Hoisington could not miss in that second quarter. I think they only missed two or three shots the whole quarter, and found yourself still down 11 within striking distance. And I think it was probably your defense and maybe them cooling off a little bit, combination, what got you back into the game.
You know, our defense definitely was what got us back into the game, you know, going to the offensive boards. You know, we were just working hard. You know, first half, we just can't give a team that big of a lead right off the start. You know, we have to come out the way we played the second half. We just came out flat. We were nervous. You know, we just got to kick those things and just play ball. And, you know, second half, we saw that. So, you know, it is what it is, I guess.
Did you feel like maybe for a while, maybe in that first half, their length kind of affected what you guys wanted to do?
It definitely affected us offensively. You know, we were trying to make a pass cross court, and that's hard to do when your girls are that tall and their hands are up. You know, we weren't making clean passes. We need to fake and then make the pass around the girl. You know, we talked about it. We took care of the ball a little bit better in the second half. So it's just little things like that that we've got to really key in on and not make those mistakes.
I think you had a great offensive spark from Kendall Gentry out high, and she was all over the court tonight. Ended up, I think, with 15 points and four threes, but she was hustling for a lot of those loose balls. I know McKenzie only had 3 points, but she was hustling hard for those loose balls. Avery Lewis is getting her shots going, and she was pretty much automatic from the line. Megan was pretty good inside and outside, and she kind of got better at the line as the game went on. And I tell you what, you got to love the effort from that, go along with Erica's 15.
You know, I knew people are going to have confidence to step up. You know, when you lose Brooke, you lose a strong scorer. Somebody had to take on that role, and these girls really stepped up and got the confidence early in the game. And, you know, they just got to continue to believe that they can do it and take those shots late in the game. You know, a couple of them were kind of tentative at the end of the game, but, you know, we just got to know that we can do it. And I'm super proud that they didn't care who scored. They just wanted to get the ball. So we had a bunch of people making great passes to them to get those nice shots. So I always tell the girls, you know, there's screens that happen. There's passes that are made. Everything is so important just to get those girls those points. And that's called a real team when you've got that kind of effort.
Well, next week, you get three practices to have three games in 3 days.
You know, we're excited, you know, especially being all at home. Mm-hmm. That's going to be nice. You know, they're all three games that are definitely winnable. But, you know, we're going to have to play hard, and we're going to have to be focused for 32 minutes, not 16 and a little bit. So, you know, we're excited, and we're going to regroup, and we're ready to get going.
Well, Coach, thanks for the time. A good effort for your team tonight, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Adam.